7 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fly. in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A massive tornado damages homes east of Kansas City, Kansas. At least a dozen people are hospitalized in Lawrence. In the forecast today,
we're looking at risk of damaging winds, hail, and potentially tornadoes across northern Texas into southern Missouri, as well as the Mid-Atlantic region from Ohio through southern Pennsylvania in and around the D.C. metro.
Zach Taylor with the Federal Weather Prediction Center there. It's a record 12 straight day that at least 8 tornadoes were reported to the National Weather Service. Michigan Congressman Justin Amash, the only Republican in Congress, calling for President Trump's impeachment, held a town hall back home in Grand Rapids.
Many gave him a standing ovation, though some of his former supporters did express their anger with him. Amash says if people read the Mueller report, they'd be appalled by the president's conduct. Amash says he's not worried about losing re-election over his stance on the president.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
Is a public health minute. Many of the items you use every day contain more germs than a toilet seat. Take precautions when using the following.
Kitchen sponges. Stop cleaning your toilet seat with the kitchen sponge. You're infecting the toilet seat.
Cell phones. The next time you drop your cell phone in the toilet, remember to thoroughly clean the toilet.
Your refrigerator has more germs than a toilet seat. All food should now be stored in the toilet.
Ride-sharing vehicles. To avoid exposure to germs, when you wish to go somewhere, go to the bathroom.
And finally, your credit card has more germs than a toilet seat. To avoid a dangerous health risk in the checkout line, please insert or swipe your toilet seat.
This has been a Public Health Minute. Next time, we'll learn about germs in your mouth versus germs in your dog's mouth and all the things you should be licking.
Get up in the morning, you've got to be in a good mood. How are you feeling today, Greg Budell?
I feel good.
Jay Scott, how are you? Emily Hayes, what kind of mood are you in?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, is everything all right?
All right.
All right. And Rich Thomas, what's going on with you?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, it seems as though everyone's in a good mood. You guys mind giving me a taste of whatever it is you had this morning?
How about new?
You'd do it for Randolph Scott. Stand by for three men and a lady.
And I just received a phone call that the lady is going to be here today.
Yay, fun!
We hope. Feeling better. I'm your gracious host, Greg Goodell. Jay Scott. He's here getting random facts ready for next hour. Right now, let's get the forecast version from Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
If you've been watching the news, you know that much of the nation has been suffering severe weather day after day after day. 27 more tornadoes yesterday. That brings us to over 500 in the last 30 days. But for us, a protective dome over us, so the heat continues. Sunny and hot with a high around 95. And, you know, I've got the rain chance. It's not quite zero, but at 10%. The record high is 96 in 1962. Tonight's low down to about 70. Tomorrow, low to mid-90s. Rain chances, let's say 10% in the afternoon, 20% towards evening. And then a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms at best on Friday. I noticed some of the models are even backing off on the 30% chance. The bottom line is, if your garden or lawn needs rain, like mine does, you need to get the hose out. High in the low 90s, then weekend rain chances are generally under 20%. Good bit of sun, low 90s. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies. Temperature is 66. The time is 6:11.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey!
It's time to wake up now.
I'm processing.
It's too early.
Guess what day it is?
Not today, please.
Anybody?
No, please don't. Just not today.
Hump day. Okay, got that out of my system.
What's on the agenda for today?
Back to work.
Make that money.
All right, showtime.
All right, our conundrum today is, what does Emily have? 272-9228. How you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm okay enough to be here. So, there's that. Thanks for covering for me yesterday, especially you, Jay.
That sandwich downstairs is going to help.
Yeah, there's a sandwich downstairs.
Ah, I'm excited about it.
It's a grilled ham and egg and cheese.
It's really good. Yeah.
Nothing but the best Black Forest ham. Deli cheddar.
Uh-huh. You went to the Black Forest for that ham?
And farm eggs, yes, I killed it there. And hung it. Alright, so who wants to know what famous person died the year they were born?
The year I was born.
New Coke was born the year I was born.
I think it died the same year, too.
I think so, too.
If I'm not mistaken. Well, they made a musical about her. Eva Peron.
Oh, Evita?
Yes, she died. Let's see.
You got me wondering now.
Albert Einstein.
In 85? 85?
No.
No. What?
Yours.
Oh, my. And mine? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Albert Einstein died in my... Okay.
Well, it depends. It's either Albert Einstein or Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi!
Children of the night, what music they make. All right, let's move it up the charts now. 85?
James Dean died in my year, too.
Orson Welles died in 85. And Jay, you're what, 88?
Yeah.
Roy Orbison. And that was a shocker because he had just come out with maybe his best album ever.
What about 1978?
1978? Let's see.
Is that one of your kin?
Norman Rockwell.
It's my year.
That's what I thought.
Chip Howard also died.
He died in 55 or 56. You know, he died of a heart attack after he went to a boxing match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And as you all know, we lost Shemp way too young. Well, we're off to a rousing start today.
Yeah, we are. That's our show for today.
Well, when you kick off the show with, hey, who died on your birthday?
Let's talk about death.
I just took my first round of steroids, so I should be real fun here in a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Good thing you can go downstairs and have some food with those roids.
Mm-hmm.
Those roids.
So they don't kick in.
I want to ask, if you know you're going to be on TV, would you wear something...
Would you wear your sunglasses wrapped around your neck?
Would you wear shorts and a t-shirt?
Not unless he's promoting some kind of an athletic event.
He is.
Well, then you certainly want to look athletic.
A run.
We have the Cheap and Tragic coming up, an update on Jon Snow in rehab.
Yeah, well, apparently stardom is freaking him out.
Well, you know what? If you'll, coming out this Friday, I believe, on RiverRegionBoom.com.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to talk about movie theaters. I was like, yeah, go ahead. I'll tell you if it's coming out this Friday or not.
John,
Rocket Man. Yeah. Rocket Man and Godzilla.
Godzilla. Guess which one of those two I'm probably going to go see.
Godzilla.
Yep.
And if Rich would ask that same question, I'd be like, Rocket Man.
Yeah. Well, it talks about what you just mentioned, and that is stardom. Everybody that wants to get into show business wants to be a star. Mm-hmm. And then when they achieve that, they find out that there's a heavy price to be paid.
There is.
In terms of your personal life and privacy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I mean, you're scrutinized, you make an offhanded remark, and all of a sudden it's headlines, and someone's... It requires some major adjustment.
Try being Bailey.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Is she still in therapy?
She hit the drugs pretty hard after her career was over.
Don't tell Rich, but I get calls from her in the middle of the night asking me to bring her chicken.
Yeah.
Out the side door.
That's right.
She greets me with a mouthful of money. She's
run-ins with the law.
She's got a problem.
Yeah. I've seen her on a current affair a few times.
Don't enable her, Rich. Don't enable her. You're just going to make it worse. You're never going to solve the problem if you enable. Coming up, our most electrifying story of the day, but in a way, it's kind of like good news for those who choose to use this new disease that's been diagnosed for the world. At 6:17, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, partner up with them to have your Griswoldian adventure this summer if you're traveling by car. Whether it's a short or a long trip, it's always good to get your car in there first. Because I've been to Owosso. I know Owosso. You don't want to spend unplanned time there.
No.
I'm sure there's nice people in Owosso. If you're listening there on the app, please give us a call.
If you get away from the downtown area and the high-rises,
well,
it's really nice.
The traffic, it's like every other big city. They just didn't plan, for the growth, the explosion of traffic and so forth. By the way, speaking of Rocket Man, we have a true the baloney on Elton John today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don Duncan makes it so easy. I know one reason why so many people get behind or avoid getting a car repair taken care of is, I have the time. Well, you know what? You don't have the time to spend a day or two in a place you didn't plan on staying. So they will accommodate you every way possible. Ride back to your office, pick up at your office, to get back with your car, your home, whatever. Just let them know what you need. That's all. It's as simple as that. And you got certified technicians handling the work. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires and prices that include professional installation. They are the best. With 3 locations on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and in twice a day Millbrook.
Yeah.
On Highway 14, right behind the McDonald's. Local news, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
The World Health Organization has been busy inventing diseases, and now they have classified burnout as a disease. I guess that makes it a legitimate reason to take a day off from work, because you're suffering. Let's put that to music, shall we? 6:20, Rich Top Skill Broadcasting coming up a little bit later this hour.
Gotta go to work, running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive.
Oi!
I'm gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from my job. It's 9 to 5.
Disease, which will be our second most electrifying story of the day, could affect Jay. So we'll have that coming up as well.
Oh, yeah.
World Health Organization.
I heard of it. It's now official.
You mean the Who? It's not the band?
No,
it's
not the
Who again.
The
official house band of the Dan Moore Show? So yesterday...
the house band.
Boy, and when they show up every day, what is it about?
MC'd by Ronald Reagan.
11:45.
I'm on medicine.
That's also a disease.
Mm-hmm.
You made me forget what I was going to say.
Oh,
yesterday I sort of quietly mentioned that I had accidentally... put another burn mark in the...
I heard that.
Oh, good job.
I heard that.
And it was right before we did the Morning Maroons.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a text from Donnie Turner saying, can I nominate you?
As a maroon, a Morning Maroon?
For the second burn hole.
Yeah.
You know, those are that's the small stuff. And I don't know. I may just go see Tip Tames and see if I can't... You know, the ashtray is full, too, so it's time to get another...
Oh, you're kidding.
The ashtray is full.
You're
kind of get a new one.
Yeah, that's right. You trade it in.
I said that just to get your attention.
Yeah, you have my attention. I pay attention to you.
You fell into my trap.
I think the big news is that they're still putting ashtrays in
vehicles. No, they're not. I made that part up.
Oh, okay.
What I have is a cup that's filled with old coffee, and I throw the butts in there because they absorb the smell.
Gross. Right? Yeah. You think it absorbs the smell.
But it's, you know... It's kind of gross to see them floating in.
Oh, yeah, it's really gross. It's gross.
Yeah.
It's really gross. That's why...
But that's my housekeeping tip of the day if you're a smoker. Keep an old cup of coffee, a Styro in your thing.
No, you do better off if you have, like a can Coke or something. That way you pull the tab up and you can slip them in there. You can't see.
That's a small hole.
You can't see the ickiness.
I know, but that's a small hole. And sometimes you can bump a hot ash off the top of the can, and then you got another burn hole.
Or you could quit smoking.
I know, which is what...
I did that over a year ago.
When I sent Donnie the picture of the first burn hole, I said, any suggestions? He said, yeah, quit smoking.
But, you know, for real wrecks, like your car's been accordioned up and you got to get straightened out.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. The before and afters I've seen at MPB, they have taken some vehicles that you would think had no chance to ever look good again, and they have restored them to their original look, good as new, maybe better. That's the goal with each and every outcome. So when you need your car's body repaired, remember Montgomery Paint and Body for three decades. It, not only the most talented people and state-of-the-art equipment, but a business ethic that requires completeness. There are no shortcuts or anything else. It's either done right or it's not done at all. The Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W. And tell them Smokey the Bear sent you to the Boulevard East Shirley Lane. We're going to get our first look at the roads of Bulaki. We'll come back to timeline for May 29th. Is this month ever going to end? And the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson for the day.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out there this morning. We don't have any problems on the interstates. Both I-65 and I-85 have the traffic rolling at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, it's just stop and go with the traffic lights. No problems for you there, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s this morning. Just be careful as you head on into work. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It is 6:30 with the timeline for May 29th. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Here is Rich Thomas.
Thank you, studio announcer. It's the 149th day of the year. There are 216 days remaining.
Oh!
On National Senior Health and Fitness Day, according to the Social Security Administration, I am a senior. It is World Otter Day. Otter what? Oh, otter, the animal.
The otter come up with something better than that.
Otter.
All right.
Take an otter to lunch.
I'm not completely out of it.
No stuckies for you.
On this date in 1848, Wisconsin enters the Union as the
30th state. Yeah, Wisconsin up there, the cheese state, y'all.
It is a cheese state.
The brats. It's the brats.
It's the brats up there. So good, y'all.
This is the day in 1917 that John F. Kennedy is born, so he'd be
102
today. 77 years ago, in 1942, Bing Crosby goes to a recording studio, records White Christmas on a hot spring day, took 18 minutes to get it done, and went on to be the biggest selling single of all time until Elton John's Diana tribute, Candle in the Wind. 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and the guy named Tenzing Norgay of Nepal became the first climbers to reach the top of Mount Everest. When asked what his first thoughts were reaching the summit, he says, "How do I get down? Honest." Of course, Everest is in the news now for crowding.
Didn't Hillary say she was named for him?
He could be.
I think she did.
A lot of recent deaths at Mount Everest, so I've crossed it off my bucket list.
Actually, Barney the dinosaur has a lesson on Mount Everest.
Is that
today.
Right?
And you're absolutely right. It's a serious thing.
Well, Barney is high. 1961, Ricky Nelson started a two-week run at number one with Travelin' Man. Sam Cooke had turned the song down. The B-side, by the way, was Gene Pitney's song, Hello, Mary Lou, which became a double-sided hit. Ricky had just turned 21. 1965, Beach Boys started a two-week run on number one on this date with Help Me, Rhonda, the group's second U.S. number one. 71, Brown Sugar by the Stones peaks at number one. And now, our song of the day. It comes from Summertime, 1974. Made it to number five in the U.S., number one in Canada. Scottish group, One Hit Wonders. This song is now the background of a pharmaceutical commercial. I kid you not. It's Pilot. It's Magic. It's on now.
Oh, oh, oh. It's Magic.
That was pretty good. Of songs that become pharmaceutical ads.
Yeah, that would be good. You know what? I'll work on that idea. Yeah, 1974 is the year I graduated, so we're getting ready for my graduation ceremony. I mean, my
the reunion coming up. So last time on the 40th, we did it off my phone.
Wow.
We had a big boom box and a microphone, and apparently we're going to do it, guess what, off my phone again.
You didn't do it off with a Mr. Microphone?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Matter of fact, I did. But that's they sprung for a lot. Could they not afford a disc jockey? No. It's a little town in Ohio. 1987, Los Angeles finds Twilight Zone movie director John Landis and four associates innocent of involuntary manslaughter in the movie set death of actor Vic Morrow and two children, making Twilight Zone. 1977, A.J. Foyt, first four-time winner of the Indy 500. 87, Michael Jackson attempts to buy the Elephant Man's remains. What a weird thing.
That is.
2004, the World War II Memorial is dedicated in Washington, D.C. It's really spectacular if you've never seen it. Four-day reunion of veterans on the National Mall. You know there's already cracks developing in that memorial?
Cheap construction materials.
I hope they save the slip, the
receipt.
2005, Danica Patrick becomes the first woman to lead the Indy 500. 11 years ago in 2008, comedy legend Harvey Korman died at the age of 81 after complications from an aneurysm. I love the way that Tim Conway would make Harvey just crack up.
It's the best,
During those
bits. It's kind of like what we do here from time to time in the morning. Yeah. Can't plan it.
2017, Tiger Woods arrested, charged with driving under the influence in Jupiter, Florida. What a weird episode that was. So Noel Gallagher is 52 today. He did most of the songwriting for Oasis. It's him and his brother, and they hate each other, and they keep saying they might get together, but no, I don't think I will, and that kind of stuff. Melissa Etheridge is 58 today. Annette Bening is 61. Can't get to this next page. There it is. LaToya Jackson is 63. John Hinckley Jr., who once shot a president for a girl, is 64. He was trying to impress Jodie Foster. That'll do it. That'll do it, John. Shoot a president, impress a girl. Bob Hope would have had a birthday today. He died in 2003, so he lived to be 100. He would have been 106 today. Thanks for the memory, Bob. Countdowns, 18 days till Father's Day, 36 days till the 4th of July. 94 days till football, which means 93 days until the Duncan and Sons Predictathon.
Hey, looking forward to that.
183 days till Thanksgiving. And Santa, attention, you work again in 210 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Sausage. That's your winning word. And in addition to great food, they have great sauce. Like tonight, we will gather at Baumhauer's, our Wednesday night gathering, and no doubt I will circle the table and steal some sweet potato fries and dip them in their Thai sweet sauce.
Circle the table, sample some food.
I am completely addicted to their honey mustard because it tastes so good on everything. And there are sauces that you can buy and take home.
Oh, yes. And check my refrigerator for confirmation on that.
White barbecue as well.
Oh, yes. And as a matter of fact, that.
Southern style. They've got everything. There are many that you can buy and take home. Mm-hmm. Sauces is the word sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. I'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228. With that word, and if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Your word of the day is sauces.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
So much misery weather-wise around the nation that we're fine with this. I mean, don't complain about, oh, we're going to be hot again today. And don't say it like that. sunny and hot with a high around 95. The record high is 96 in 1962. Still dry, although After looking at future radar, I did include a 10% mention of a shower. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid-90s. I've got the rain chances 10% daytime, maybe closer to 20% in the evening. Not much. And then a 30% chance Friday, yeah, that's stretching it. The bottom line is you're going to have to get out the hose. Don't depend on Mother Nature here in the next few days for showers, although there will be a couple around. High in the low 90s Friday. Low 90s over the weekend with widely scattered storms perhaps, but I've got the rain chances under 20% for Saturday and Sunday. Right now, calm winds, clear skies, 94% relative humidity. It's 66 at 640.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
I don't know what's going on with the modern... Oh.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
So we've mentioned it a few times this morning about how the World Health Organization has just officially classified work burnout as a new disease.
So what exactly is burnout? The official definition is chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. And the three symptoms are exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, or detached from your job, and less efficiency and effectiveness at work.
All right, well, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Let's bring in three men and a lady. Good morning, guys. They're looking kind of burnt out.
Greg?
Is Greg asleep?
Greg?
Oh.
He's got to get diagnosed.
Hi, I'm...
TV Town.
I'm just a tad burnt out today because I worked so hard to make a great breakfast for...
Oh, yes, you did. This guy. Yes, you did. You remember back in the 70s, they used to call certain guys burnouts, though? Burnout.
That was the format of Cheech and Chong, you know?
Just burnout.
I don't think they're talking about, like, a drug-induced burnout. I think they're talking about...
Boredom.
I don't think so. Yeah. Not at all.
Just...
Boredom and...
Well, look at you.
Workplace stress.
Look at me. Do I look burnt out?
No, but I worry about you because you are... Look, you have those times, and Ryan and everybody else in the weather department there knows the deal.
Yeah.
When there's something happening, there's no nap, there's no time off. You got to be there.
We do have weird hours, right, Ben? Right?
Oh, I'm discovering that firsthand this week, for sure.
I know you are. Burnout? No.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
Well, you had a day off yesterday, so.
Oh, what a fun day off that was.
I just don't know if the classification of burnout as a disease is legitimate. That's a self... To me, it's a self-inflicted
issue. I think one thing that we need to know, we got some of the big symptoms for them, but I think one thing we need to know is how long, like if this is prolonged, if you're feeling like this, because I feel like everybody at times has a day
where
you're not feeling like you're best at work, or you need a little bit of a break, or feeling a little bit detached, but I don't know how long you have to have these feelings before you
get... I would think if you had a couple consecutive days that way, that you would need to take like a personal day, or like I like call them mental health days.
Yeah, mental health days.
Is that what the doctor's going to start prescribing, is like days off from work? Is that what you do?
Aren't we
diagnosed?
You suddenly feel burned out?
I come in, I just can't. My doctor says I can't.
Yeah, isn't America like the least amount of people that actually take their vacation days? Americans don't take their holidays.
Yes, that's improved somewhat, and that people are using, you know, when unemployment is high, people tend not to take vacation days because they don't want to find out that they can be replaced. So they're very judicious about it. That's not so much the situation today. But in Europe, I think,
they're on holiday like every season.
They get about 3 months a year, kind of like in Alabama State.
It's all government jobs over there.
No,
I just put in. I have not had a day off this year, but I just applied for
You've got a week coming up, yeah?
And no, I'm taking July off.
You're taking all of July off?
Yeah.
Sure.
Will you miss me?
Sure.
What?
You guys going to miss me?
No.
Just kidding. He's going to be gone for a week.
But what are we going to talk about during this segment if Greg is off for a month?
No, it'll be fun. We'll talk about him.
I'm only taking 3 days. That's it, at the end of June,
what helps me is having something, you know, like in the future, a future date, like I have a trip coming up here soon, something like that, or something, some nugget in the future.
I have a music
director conference. They have a radio thing coming up in Kentucky, yeah. And I turned in the time off for it, mm-hmm. And the buttery one was like, this isn't time off. This is work. He was like, you're going to work.
This what exciting part of Kentucky will you be going to?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville. Oh. And while you're in Louisville, okay. I'll be in San Diego.
See, for me,
the bourbon will be free flowing.
Rich makes a good point. The incentive for me is I'm going to see my daughter.
Right?
Yeah. For the first time in 6 months at the end of June, so I'm looking forward to that.
You guys are not burnt out over there, are you?
They're too young.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'll be honest. When you get to work so early, maybe like the first hour, I feel burnt out, but that's just because I'm still asleep.
You mean when the part of the day in the newsroom, we're all sitting in silence?
No one talks.
The best time of the day.
Exactly. Once the lights come on, the music plays, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But to wake up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
The Tree Utes have a big age advantage on this whole burnout issue, in my opinion.
Well, we've heard absolutely not one word from Jay, so apparently...
Back to you.
He's not burnt out.
I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
That's our report.
I'm a little burnt out over there.
I just had Memorial Day off. I had my vacation. I'm good.
There we go. That's all you need. You're set for the rest
that's
of the year.
That's why everybody loves Jay.
Right, we will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
All right, later.
See ya. And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that was, you know what happened? I don't know what's going on with AOL, but all my new email disappeared. Oh. 200 and some pieces.
Hmm.
Look at my folder is empty.
Maybe we should switch to Gmail.
Well, I'd like to know where they went. I mean, there's a lot of important
stuff.
Who
knows? Don't you not? Like you don't like TV the people at AOL, right? Because they shove that liberal agenda in your face every day. Well, you have to open up their news stories just to get to your email, people.
Well,
day off did you good, didn't it?
What is that talking? Is that the...
It's the steroids.
Could be the steroids.
This is how she can get away with saying whatever she wants today. It's not me, it's the steroids.
I just started that... They gave me a shot of steroids yesterday, but I just started the pack of steroids this morning.
Now the news of 8 o'clock hour is going to be wonderful. Wait till you hear.
We have to return to the traffic dungeon when we come back. Today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy and the latest on the Spice Girls tour.
Oh.
Hoo-ah!
I'm excited, too.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through a Wednesday morning, and traffic is starting to build up on the boulevard. We're starting to see slowdowns around the intersections. Be careful out there. If you're on the interstates, just keep up your speed limit ride and watch the traffic around you. We don't see any hang-ups on I-65 or on I-85. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, things look great this morning. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big music news that's exciting the world. The Spice Girls 2019 tour.
The Spice Girls return in their triumphant comeback tour, and you've never heard them like this. You'll strain to hear parts of all your favorite Spice Girl hits. Join Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, Sporty Spice, and Scary Spice as they turn you into Deaf Spice. The Spice Girls 2019 Tour. It's leaving all of their fans saying, what?
You think the inference there is that a lot of their music is pre-produced? Well, thanks for the immediate feedback.
I don't know.
You're all busy doing other
things.
I don't really think what was going on there. At first, I thought like it was a Milli Vanilli situation.
And I wasn't sure what they were trying to say.
I wasn't sure what that was all about.
That they were lip syncing and the tape was running wrong?
You guys are so unhip.
Excuse me.
I'm radder than you are, bud.
Peepaw.
And no, Jay, I wasn't doing other
stuff.
Peepaw. I'm just boring.
You're stealing Emily's material to insult me. I don't even want to continue with this.
It's just because Jay is so good and pure, he couldn't come up with an insult on his own, so he borrowed one.
I'm just burnt out. So Jon Snow says he isn't in rehab. He's working on personal issues at a retreat.
What a bunch of crap!
Yeah. That was Kit Harington checking in.
How old is he?
12.
No.
I would say 20 somewhere.
32.
32.
I'm guessing. I don't know if he's really 32.
Now, Jay, you may have to help me with this one.
Okay.
Because old Peepaw here just hasn't
seen old Peepaw, what did he do?
All the Avengers movies.
It's Avengers.
One of the more interesting choices in Avengers Endgame was to make Thor a fat, sloppy recluse.
Yes.
And
yeah, no, go ahead.
No more Werther's for you.
Okay.
I almost bought some of those the other day.
Chris Hemsworth had a nickname for him, Lebowski Thor. And the original plan was for Thor to revert to his buff, badass self halfway through the movie, but Hemsworth wouldn't have it because he liked the Lebowski Thor. It was so different than any other way I played the character. I don't know what the hell this is about, but my job is to report the news, not to...
Have you ever seen The Big Lebowski?
In segments.
I mean, the rug really tied the room together.
Pixar is not going to do, repeat, not going to do a live-action Toy Story. Oh, that was the end. Oh, wait a minute. There's a couple of odds and ends here. Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
Claims that Saturday Night Live boss Lorne Michaels encouraged him to sleep with director Amy Heckerling so she would direct the Night at the Roxbury movie. So he did. But she didn't direct the movie.
I was about to say, she's not the one that
directed
it.
Didn't Amy Heckerling do Clueless and Fast Times?
Really, let's face it, Night of the Roxbury was taking a funny 4 or 5 minute bit on SNL and expanding it to 90 minutes and...
Mm-hmm. It was a push.
It's just amazing that really goes on, that so-and-so has to sleep with so-and-so in order for this to happen. I'm just so naive.
I am so proud of the fact I didn't have to sleep with anybody to get where I got.
Let's see, that's her writer. I'm going to go to director.
You got it.
Director, what do we have here?
Bailey had to sleep with me to get on this show.
Yeah. She did Clueless. She did Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Adorable. Yeah.
She did Johnny Dangerously.
Well,
ice, oh, yeah.
Kanye West wants everybody to know he has a sprained brain.
She did National Lampoon's European Vacation.
That would explain, because that was really a weak movie. It really was.
Did Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking 2.
Those are some great films. We quote Clueless in our family a lot.
No, that's fine. I thought you were talking about the Look Who's Talking.
Those were fun.
European Vacation. Now I understand why it lacked some of the magic of the first couple of movies in that series. Poorly cast, too, by the way. The young lady that they chose to play the daughter in that one.
Yeah,
God,
they kept
rest
changing
her soul.
Kids.
And the one they picked for that movie was eminently unlikable, in my humble opinion, but... We should not speak ill of the dead.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to talk to you about Dr. Jeff Pasley of Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They will be opening in 3 minutes on Highway 14, ready to get you on the road to wellness if you've been dealing with any kinds of aches and pains, whether it be new aches and pains. Maybe you went water skiing over the Memorial Day weekend, took a tumble, feeling a little out of joint. Or maybe it's an old football injury that's reared its ugly head. Go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and he will get you on the road to wellness. And what I mean is, not only will you get adjusted and get some quick relief, he'll tell you what to do to stay on that road of wellness. And if you're a new patient or you're new to chiropractic services in general, I highly, highly, highly suggest you check out MillbrookChiropractor.com. There you can learn so much about what they do at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You can even go over their insurance plans as well as fill out your paperwork online, even set up your new patient appointment. I've used them, Greg's used them, and couldn't be more satisfied with our results. So, visit Dr. Jeff Pasley, Highway 14 in Millbrook. Super flexible scheduling for those of you who work in and around the River Region. Just give them a call, 285-8483. The staff will be happy to talk you through it. And like I said, visit them at MillbrookChiropractor.com. Follow them on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Well, if you thought that hour was exciting...
No.
Well, give us a chance between 7 and 8. because Jay's got random facts. You know we're going to follow that. Ooh, I don't have the new specials yet.
We had one job, Greg.
Wait a minute.
Well, I rely on somebody sending those to me. And now I don't have any new email. What will I do? That'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz one way or the other, because there are regular prices of food outlet I can always discuss from memory, too. And then we'll also, at